Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, Kim Jong-un speaks out about gay marriage here in moments. But first, Wallace is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Wallace.
Hey, guys. I had an interesting experience today in federal court in Vermont.
All right. What happened?
I sent you guys a copy of the real short decision, if you want to look at your email. Essentially, I've got two civil cases, one against the local municipality and local police Gestapo, and the second one against them, the same, plus a library. And I appeared in court, and as you guys might know, I've had some medical problems where twice I've been in intensive care units. And as the saying goes, civil, criminal, and administrative proceedings are like a chess game. You know, you make a move, and the other side makes the move, and
right.
And you just play it out till somebody says checkmate. Well, that's what sort of happened here. These guys decided that they were going to hit me with lots of discovery, and they hit me.
Well, I don't know what just happened there, Wallace, but it sounded like you went your voice went behind a pillowcase or something like that. Are you talking right into your phone?
Is that
I don't know.
Better
it's
now?
No, I mean it's arable. It was like it is now when you started your call, and then it cleared up for like 30 seconds or 15 seconds, and then it went back to where it was. Anyway, keep going.
In any case,
that's better. That sounds better. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you sound better. Go ahead.
This judge wanted me to give them to bruise something that says that I was sick and why I was sick, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, I can't give it unless it's basically under what they call seal. And as the saying goes, you can't get one right, access to the courts, and have to forfeit another right, in this particular case, HIPAA. So I turned around and I said, I'll produce this stuff so long as it's under seal and so long as he clears the courtroom. And, of course, everybody in the courtroom eyeballs popped out. You know, you don't clear the courtroom and have what's called an in-camera examination by a judge. So this guy says, well, if you don't want to give it to me, I'm going to dismiss your case. I said, hey, that's what they got the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. And I had five attorneys as my adversary. I'm pro se. I'm not an attorney, as you guys know. These five attorneys started huddling together, and they said, well, if he wants to show us the records, he won't have to file them. I says, no, under HIPAA, I don't have to give it to anybody. And I said that I'd be willing to waive it just for the court. So they finally turned around and they took my word for it and said, okay, we're not going to dismiss the case for failure to prosecute. So the next thing was basically a little trickier. They wanted to depose me. Well, deposing means you hold up your right hand like a court proceeding, and they take testimony one-sided, out of court, out of hearing distance of a jury or what have you.
In front of someone who's transcribing it.
Right. Well, they've got these five attorneys that are scattered all over the state of Vermont. Vermont's a small state, but I said, hey, you want to hold it? The actions and omissions took place in this particular city where I live in. One attorney is in an adjacent community. Another one is in Burlington. Another one is Springfield, down where you guys are. I said, instead of me, because of a disability, under the ADA, I said, why don't you guys hold it in the house? Oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. And I said, well, what's the difference whether you hold it at your office or at my house? And I don't live in a slum area or anything like that. And in at least one case, it's even a better neighborhood than where this one attorney has an office. So anyway, they turn around and huddle again, and they said, well, we're worried about all kinds of violence. Well, anybody who knows me knows,
violence.
You know, yeah, violence.
Okay.
That I allegedly would get violent or
shows what
whatever.
Kind of job they do.
A violent man, as you guys, you know me. And yeah. I don't have any history in my background of any violence. So they turn around and say, you know, we're worried about violence. And I said, well, you weren't worried about violence when you told me that I had to cart myself and my records and everything else you want all the way to your office. You didn't want to, you weren't worried about that. And, of course, they're all, again, huddling around and trying to figure out, What do we do? We don't want to have to go to his house. We want him to slave and come to our offices, come to our home.
So how'd it pan out?
Well, it panned out that the judge says, okay, you can have it at your house, but you have to have a police officer present.
Okay.
Who has to pay for the police officer?
And I said, hey, wait a minute, you know. I'm not going to give carte blanche. I don't have anything to hide. But I'm not going to give carte blanche for a police officer who's part of the same department that basically is I'm suing to come into my house. He says, well, if you don't want to do that, we're going to dismiss it. Well, by the time I got out to my car, I had like five attorneys approach me. And they said, you know, this judge can't do this kind of stuff. And he says, you ought to turn around and file a complaint with the Judicial Conduct Board against this judge. Well, unfortunately, in Vermont, there's only three judges, you know, that hear cases.
Mm-hmm.
And if you turn around and you get on the wrong side of a judge, like somebody else said earlier tonight, you know, you're in their sort of home being the court, and they can, even when you have a jury, and again, I'm plaintiff, it's not a criminal trial. I'm suing them, they're not suing me. You gotta basically figure out, hey, how do I make a move that ultimately is gonna stifle these people? And that's what I was playing today, chess.
Yeah, it sounds like you did stifle them. I mean, you got them to the point that they basically had to come to your house. You know, I mean, it sounds like you put them in the corner.
I'm surprised they didn't throw it out claiming 500 different kinds of immunity.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. You see, they hit me. I've had six motions for summary judgment. And each time they turn around and they say, well, we're immune because of A. We're immune because of B and all this other kind of stuff. And because I used to work as a professional paralegal, I used to have my own collection agency, paralegal service, process service, and possession company. I know how to handle myself. I've worked for attorneys, you know, some of the largest law firms in the world prepping cases. So I sort of know a little bit more than the average Joe out in the street to do this. But they hit me with discovery that would take me about 300 hours to turn around and put together.
Right.
So
wow. That's how they do it.
I made a motion to limit the discovery. And, of course, they didn't answer it. And although the judge didn't issue any decision regarding that particular portion, I basically got, as part of the decision, and, again, you guys have it if you want to look at it. It's only a short, maybe a paragraph.
I saw it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's a problem here. You know, Wallace, I wish we had more people like you who really understand the system and really can work within it and feel comfortable and can read their legalese to help out some of these activists who have zero experience in a courtroom and, you know, get kicked out if they try to file a civil suit before during the first hearing, for instance. Wallace, appreciate your call tonight. As always, interesting adventures in legal land. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have on our site for you. Now, those features do include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can click in and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as would please you. Just head over to freetalklive.com. The last 7 days worth are right there at the top of the page, easy for you to see and see what the descriptions are. Also, you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to late 2006. Plus, we've got SoundCloud. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and that's where you get Free Talk Live episodes and more. The "and more" being things like an interview that we might do on a local radio station, or perhaps I made a phone call to some bureaucrats the other day that I recorded. I put that up there. Mark does the Edgington Post interview series, which he also puts up on the SoundCloud. So SoundCloud is kind of like the compendium of all things Free Talk Live produced, I guess you could say, that are not Free Talk Live episodes. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to see all of that and download for free.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, then make the deposit. It's really that easy. BitInstant.com.
All right, 855 453. Oh, yeah, and Skype. I haven't mentioned that in a little while. You can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. The Onion reporting, theonion.com, out of Pyongyang. As the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday on the constitutionality of banning same-sex marriage, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un told reporters that, considering he's not a completely awful human being, he unequivocally believes that gay people should be able to marry. Quote, "Of course I believe gay and lesbian couples should be treated equally under the law. For God's sake, I'm not a monster." By the way, The Onion's a satire site for anyone that doesn't know. The despotic leader said, adding that the idea of trying to stop a loving couple from legally marrying one another is not only wrong from a moral and ethical standpoint, but also violates the 14th Amendment. He says, "I have no idea what's going on with the justices over there, to be honest. This whole thing is an effing embarrassment." Kim added that should the Supreme Court not declare same-sex marriage constitutional in all 50 states, he would strongly consider launching a nuclear weapon at the United States. By the way, The Onion, again, total satire, great stuff. Always has entertaining reads.
They had another one on the gay marriage that I saw. And then when I was talking to you earlier today, you said, "Oh, yeah, the one about Kim Jong-il." I said, "No, the one where John Roberts said, 'Yeah, sure, who cares? Why are we even talking about this?'"
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
10 minutes into oral arguments, John Roberts said that it's perfectly fine and that the court could care less who marries whom. "Yeah, of course gay men and women can get married. Who gives an S?" And then somebody said something about going to lunch. It's a brilliant piece of satire.
Apparently, the court has been hinting that, they don't think that there's enough evidence. Like, gay marriage hasn't been around long enough to really see the implications. I think that's Scalia that was saying that. So we don't really know what the implications are, and that... Well, it's interesting, right?
But like, did enough people change their Facebook profile picture?
Well, you know, you may, like, I can see why somebody might consider that futile, but what the hell is a Supreme Court justice saying what the implications of gay marriage may or may not be? What does that have to do with the constitutionality of something?
Good question.
I mean, should we look at the implications of scuba diving or, jumping out of an airplane with a parachute? I mean, do we need to look at the implications of these things in order to discover what the Constitution says about people's fundamental human rights? Because this is really a kind of messed up. Like Antonin Scalia should be deciding whether or not gay marriage is constitutional based on the consequences of gay marriage. If it makes, you know, dumber kids or something, that has nothing to do with it.
You're wanting the Supreme Court to rule on basic human rights. The same court that ruled that Dred Scott was not a human being.
Well, I understand.
The same court.
Look,
said that owning a person was legal.
I don't
want them.
And
that person was not a person because they were owned.
I don't want them to rule on basic human rights. I want them to all commit Harry Caray. But they're not going to do that either. What I want them to do is stick to their freaking job description. If they're going to teach this crap to kids in high school, then let's just pretend like if they run the government the way they tell you in high school. I mean, you know, that's the rule.
Yeah, why don't you just pretend? Because that's about all it's going to do.
That's exactly right. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah, I can understand. And if only the world were really like what Daryl was saying here, like, really? You're asking us to look at this? Of course it should be legal. I mean, it's obvious. Two human beings should be able to enter into a contract
with
one another.
Why not five?
Yes.
If 17 people want to enter into a group marriage, who cares?
Right, exactly. Why not?
Polygamy was around for a long time and still exists in
Absolutely.
Some cultures.
FLDS cult is very into that.
So, well, I'm not even talking about, you know, the fringe cultures. I'm talking about over in parts of Asia, mm-hmm. it is very prominent to have multiple wives. In parts of Africa, it is very prominent and acceptable to have multiple wives. And in American culture, at one point, it was accepted.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that you're somehow, more further evolved because you only have one partner? I mean, you're no better than anybody else. You're no better than people that have three partners or zero partners. You're just a human being, and your ass smells, too. Get over yourself. So, I don't know what else there is to say about the gay marriage thing. I'm not really even sure what issue they're deciding. Is their decision going to change state law?
I can give you some background on what's being decided.
I know is people have been changing their Facebook photos, and that's all I know.
The surviving spouse of a former congressman is suing to overturn the Defense of Marriage Act. Because
DOMA.
This spouse, right, DOMA, this spouse is of the same sex as the former member of Congress, mm-hmm. who they were legally married in Massachusetts. When the former member of Congress, I forget which guy it was, but whenever he died, the spouse should have got the spouse pension.
Okay.
But because the federal government does not recognize homosexual marriages.
Oh, they don't recognize.
This individual was not recognized as the surviving spouse
yeah.
for purposes of receiving the spouse pension.
So
he sued because he was legally married in Massachusetts,
right.
but the federal government would not recognize that. So he's suing basically for the rights of a spouse.
And hopefully he'll get the decision in his favor. If the decision does come down in his favor, how does that affect the other states? Does it affect them at all, like the ones that do not have gay marriage? Because the way
there
this is being marketed makes it sound like that this one decision will legalize gay marriage.
There are some people saying that this will force every state to recognize gay marriage. My understanding is that it just says the federal government will recognize it.
If a state recognizes
it. If a state does. And there's more.
All right, let's come back with that here in moments. 855 450 free. Take control. And bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free. 855 450 free. Also connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can watch, listen, and interact. The webcam is available for you. cam.freetalklive.com will take you there. You can do all those things totally free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoinstore.com is a place where you can go and spend your bitcoins. People are always talking, you know, or now the big complaint about bitcoins is, oh, nobody's using it as a currency. Oh, yeah? Go buy something at bitcoinstore.com. You can get more than 500,000 items there, including consumer electronics, at lower prices than you're going to be able to find them likely in most places on the internet.
Well, the old claim was you couldn't get anything real with bitcoins. Oh, yeah, sure, you can buy web hosting, but you couldn't get things. But now, that's changed.
They got things at bitcoinstore.com, and they've got those things at lower prices than you're likely to find in most places. Just go take a look. They've got markups of 0% on the world's from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. And just go to bitcoinstore.com, take a look. I compared a couple of items there, and I found them to be lower than what was available at the other sites that I checked. Bitcoinstore.com. They're actually doing a sort of a sales drive for the end of the month because they want to get $800,000 in sales in order to meet sort of their deal with Ingram Micro to continue to offer things at 0%. So, If you want to continue to be able to buy things in bitcoins, you need to go and get some stuff now. Bitcoinstore.com.
I bought something there.
I haven't gotten anything yet. I probably should. Bitcoinstore.com.
Well, think about it. You know, what do you need? What have you been thinking about getting recently? And then go type it in, see if they've got it. It worked for me.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
And then I typed it in elsewhere and, you know, kind of Googled around.
I was here when you did it.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, BitcoinStore.com. I hope they meet their goal because I think it's a cool idea. They're almost 50% of the way
to
reaching that $850,000 goal, but they've got to wrap that up in 4 days.
They did make that quite a bit. they made up quite a bit of distance in the last few days, though. So
that's true.
I think that it's quite doable for them, especially with the power of Free Talk Live's reach. But, well, you know, we do reach a lot of folks. The thing is prying Bitcoins out of their little fingers. The people that have Bitcoins,
they don't want to part with them.
You know,
you can have my Bitcoins when you pry them from my cold dead hands.
That's kind of how it is. I mean, the people that first got into Bitcoins generally got in order to be sort of evangelical about an online commodity currency. Well, now people are getting in sort of as speculators and people who want to do gambling and, you know, maybe some people who want to buy some stuff on Silk Road. But
so we're going to go back to the phone calls here, but Daryl, there was more you wanted to say on the gay marriage.
Yes.
At the Supreme Court.
Yeah. My understanding is that if the Supreme Court does overturn the Defense of Marriage Act and also overturns Prop 8, because apparently both are being challenged, not by the same individual. Right.
Yeah.
Not by the same individuals, but I believe the cases were enjoined together.
Okay.
So, the people that are saying that if these laws are overturned at the Supreme Court, then that would force gay marriage upon every state, whether that state wanted it or not. On the one hand, they're not being truthful, but at the same time, they kind of are. Because the Defense of Marriage Act says that the federal government will not recognize a homosexual marriage. But what this would actually have in effect is that every state would be required to recognize homosexual marriage, even if it's not performed in that state, because of reciprocity through the full faith and credit clause.
That's what I was saying. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. My belief was is that if the federal government doesn't have this Defense of Marriage Act, which kind of blocks the full, for whatever reason, legally blocks the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution, then the fact is that Mississippi would have to recognize the
New Hampshire marriages.
New Hampshire gay marriages that were done simply because New Hampshire has to recognize Mississippi's straight marriages, doesn't it? And this is the problem. I mean, back in the day, marriage licenses were introduced by people who would call themselves conservatives at the time. I'm not claiming that they're really conservatives, but by our standards, but they were at the time, that didn't want black people and white people getting married.
Yes.
And now the chicken, the big fat gay chicken, is coming home to peck you in your little conservative head, because now those licenses are going to be turned around. If the conservatives would have not picked up the sword of government and stuck it in the face of the liberals who were getting married, folks that were getting married, black
marriage
and white, and whatever. If you hadn't have picked up that sword, it wouldn't be getting stuck in your gut right now.
Great point. Yeah, certainly true that if you are going to use force against peaceful people to try to force them into a certain mold, to try to get them to behave in a way that you think is best, don't be surprised when eventually somebody decides to use that same force against you and the things that you love and the things that you think are important. The only way you'll ever have liberty is if you allow others to be free, too. Let's go to Titus, listening in West Virginia. Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Titus.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're doing a radio show. It's great. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I like the show, guys. First time I called in, so maybe I'll call in more in the future. So, I wanted to talk about the concept of what some people call majority privilege. With everything that's been going on, a lot of my friends on Facebook, especially my gay friends, talk about this concept that if you are part of what they call the privileged majority, which is basically a straight white male, you have no ability to empathize with the other side's plight, and ergo your opinion is not valid in matters pertaining to those minorities. And Just wondering how you guys feel about that, because
I think it's ridiculous because everybody is an individual, and the individual is the smallest minority, and each one of us has things that we like or are interested in that may be, you know, perhaps prohibited. I know it was sometimes gardening is prohibited. Certainly gardening one plant in particular, cannabis, is prohibited, and I have a lot of experience with friends of mine being persecuted for that. And it doesn't matter what the color of your skin or your gender is in that case. I think it's certainly possible to empathize with somebody who's being persecuted. But what do you think, Mark?
Well, I think it's this is absolutely sort of the true way that people are. And consider for a second, it doesn't matter liberals or conservatives in this circumstance. If Free Talk Live gets on the air and starts talking about the misdeeds of people in the military or the military in general, well, you could believe one of the first things that the first folks that'll call will be, were you boys ever in the military? And somebody will, you know, so my opinion on the military will be discounted because I have never been in the military. And I specifically don't say served for a reason. And, you know, it's the same way if we talk about issues based on, you know, say abortion or, issues of color or something like that. We've had people call in when we speak out against welfare and say, well, you really mean black people, don't you? And, you know, you
no.
just, like, there's all kinds of things that people don't want you to speak about. It's not like I'm not a white guy, but people just assume they know what color I am. So it's ridiculous.
You look kind of peachy to me.
Well, I've got several different ethnicities in my background, but, you know, I can see why people would call me white.
Daryl, what do you think about this majority privilege idea?
I think it's absolutely ludicrous, and the only people that are actually privileged are the people that are rich enough to buy special favors from
For sure.
the various governments. And that's
or the government
certainly
guys themselves.
Me.
Or the government people themselves.
Right. Right, and then, you know, the people that are part of the too-big-to-fail class to where, you know, they've basically been given handouts from the government to get big enough to where they're too big to fail, and then they say, oh, I'm in trouble, come give me money. That's not me. I'm not too big to fail. I'm too small to do hardly anything.
You know, if people don't want my empathy, that's one thing, but to say that I can't empathize because of the color of my skin or my gender is absolutely outrageous. Everyone has been aggressed against by the state, whether they realize it or not, in a variety of different ways. And Titus, thanks for the call and the question. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here. Your calls. Time for them next. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this episode. But we've got many, many more to come because we do it 7 nights a week. And we'll take your calls any night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And if you don't get us every single night of the week on your local radio station, or however it is you listen, then you can contact whoever it is in charge of the programming and ask them real nicely to get some more of it. And you can do that, learn more about how to do that over at localfaq.freetalklive.com. It'll help you with that info. We do have XM on board as well. There are a variety of different ways for you to listen to Free Talk Live. You got over 110 radio stations from coast to coast, and we got a couple more coming on, I think, in the next week. And also, we've got satellite listening choices. So, like I said, XM Satellite Radio. But that's not the only satellite you can listen to us from. We've also got free-to-air KU-band satellite that is available across North and Central America for free on a monthly basis. That is actually the LRN.FM audio feed that's available up there. But the downside to that is you can't listen to it in your car. It's really more of a stationary kind of satellite system. But you can learn more over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our live streams, which are available to you around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there at all times at listen.freetalklive.com. We got a webcam and the listen line. That allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Frank is listening in Southern Ohio to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I was listening earlier to some constitutionalists on a prior channel to your time.
All right.
And they were talking about if they do roll over their decisions in the Supreme Court, that it's more or less going to kick them back to the state. And one of the guys there at your station was talking where everybody's got to accept it. They said, no, that won't happen because of the individual constitution. And I wanted to see how you felt about it because they didn't believe there was a federal case to start with. And that's how the Supreme Court's going to back out of it. They may roll over the Ninth Circuit saying that they were out of bounds for even getting involved in this because of the voters, you know, took it to the vote. and that it should have stayed within the state instead of going federal. I wanted to see what y'all thought about that.
Yeah, that would be very interesting if they overturn DOMA but uphold Proposition 8.
Yeah, because there are two cases that the Supreme Court heard today, right?
Right.
So and to do that would mean what?
Well, Proposition 8 was...
That's where California undid gay marriage?
Right. Undid gay marriage. And DOMA is the federal law saying that the federal government will not recognize anything other than a one-man, one-woman marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So they could certainly split and uphold Prop 8 while overturning DOMA, which would mean that the federal government would recognize gay marriage. But by upholding Prop 8, each state would then be allowed to set their own rules and regulations. So yeah, it's certainly something that could be done. But if both are overturned, then my understanding is that then the full faith and credit clause kicks in to where every state would then be basically forced to recognize any marriage from any other state.
Not if they run this little rule themselves, and it would be really great because then here in New Hampshire, we could just not recognize any marriage licenses from any states. You know what? You want to be married in New Hampshire? You got to get married in New Hampshire. Screw you. I mean, that'll be, that's a fun way for states to just go trolling with each other.
Well, now all the states don't necessarily recognize each other's gun permits, right?
That's true.
Right. And there are reasons behind that. The reciprocity is pretty much just for driver's licenses and a couple of other sort of civil contract sort of things.
So there's no consistency on this issue?
No. There's absolutely no consistency, but it's one of those things that, the big government people like to pull the reciprocity out of their rear end when it fits them.
Frank, go ahead.
They did say the worst that they see what could happen where the Supreme Court and everybody could cover their butts is if they roll DOMA over, the only thing that would change is the gays would be accepted on, the same-sex marriages would be accepted on the tax return. And that would be like the federal government accepting them for the business end, but then it's up to the individual states to accept or decline according to their constitution or present laws.
Frank, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, I think it behooves us to point out the ideal situation for marriage, and that is to get the state the hell out of marriage.
Yes.
So that way marriage is no longer a contract between two people and the state, but instead just a contract between people who want to get together with one another and commit themselves to each other, regardless of their gender, regardless of how many of the people there are that are privy to that contract. As long as you can find somebody who's willing to marry you, then you should be able to get married.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to have a stateless wedding at Porkfest, I am, of course, available to that again.
Did you do that last year?
I did not perform a wedding last year, but the previous two Porkfest.
Nice. How many have you done so far?
Two at Porkfest, one outside of Porkfest.
All right. And what do your services cost?
I don't have an actual fee. Right. I just tell the couples what you feel my service is worth, and most give between $1 and $150.
Sweet. You mean $150?
Yes.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah, and that's what most preachers will charge.
Is that right?
If they perform a wedding ceremony, is somewhere between $100 and $150.
Do you give them a certificate or anything like that? Or what?
I do. I have. I will give them two copies of a marriage certificate.
Mm-hmm.
One copy that they keep for themselves, and one copy I tell them. You can go file this with a recorder of deeds if you want to. I don't tell them they have to because I don't see the need for getting permission. But if they want to have it on file with a government, they are free to do
sure.
so.
Some people like
so
to do that
So I will
stuff.
Give them two copies.
Some people are into that. You know, they feel like there's a benefit that they can receive because the way the system's set up, like, visiting somebody in a hospital or something like that.
And those are stamped with the common law notary seal that I have.
So, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Update on Cyprus. Of course, as you know, there's been a financial disaster happening over there, and now the bailouts are coming. They're going to be stealing people's money straight out of their bank accounts and then using that to shore up one of the state-run banks and shut down an old bank or one of the other two big banks. But
one of the other state-run banks.
Right. Now, they've prepared a decree implementing capital controls. This according to, oh boy, ikathimarini.com. Good luck with that one. According to the story here, they are attempting to prevent a banking collapse. Kathimerini Cyprus has seen a copy of the legislation. Here are some of the key points. Number one, ban on checks being cashed, although they can be deposited into accounts. So no more check cashing.
Money.
Yep, no more check cashing allowed in Cyprus. Two, the transfer of money abroad is not allowed unless it is to pay for imports that carry necessary documentation and for accommodation and tuition costs for Cypriots studying abroad. So you can't send money to your loved ones in other countries. They must
you
be full
Bitcoin.
They must. That's right. They must be full-time residents on the island. The limit for students abroad is 10,000 per quarter. Spending on credit cards abroad is limited to 5,000 euros per month per person. So now all credit limits have been set by the state, according to this. Number three, time deposit accounts cannot be redeemed before maturity. Four, so, you know, a lot of cases.
Time deposit?
A CD. So
oh, okay.
You put in a CD and it's got a certain amount of time on it before you're supposed to be able to take it out. But if you take it out early, there's usually a penalty. Now in Cyprus, you can't take it out early. You've decided to put in for 5 years? It's in for 5 years. Those leaving the country will not be allowed to carry more than 3,000 euros in cash on them per trip.
Wow, you can take 10,000 U.S. dollars out of the U.S. before they start molesting you and raping you and threatening jail.
This also applies to other countries, they say. Number five, any transactions, transfers, or payments that have not been completed before the decree is issued are also subject to said capital controls. The capital controls apply to all accounts, payments, and transfers, regardless of the currency used. And that's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
Yep.
I'm afraid, I'm afraid now that it's been done once that they're just gonna keep doing it.
It's true, and Gerald's absolutely right. Bitcoin cannot be stopped. If you want to transfer that out to your friends or family members out in some other country somewhere, the government will have no idea you've done it. So keep that in mind and learn more at WeUseCoins.com. Again, WeUseCoins.com. Of the three hosts on the show, all three of us are Bitcoin users.
Yep.
Join the crowd. Well, you know, somebody pointed out on our Facebook page that what are you guys going to do if Bitcoin crashes? What are you going to say to people? I've said a bunch of times on this show, it could go to zero. It's a risk. Anyway, if you're willing to learn more about that risk, go to WeUseCoins.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save-On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save-On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.